मेरा जिंदाबाद। मुझे बताया गया कि क्योंकि ये अंतर्राष्ट्रीय मीटिंग है तो अंग्रेजी में बोलूं, तो मैं अंग्रेजी में बोलूंगी पर उसका अनुवाद तो हो जाएगा। लास्ट जनवरी थाउजेंड्स ऑफ अस फ्रॉम अक्रॉस द वर्ल्ड गैदर्ड इन ब्राजील इन पोर्टो अलेग्रे एंड वी अनाउंस्ड, वी डिक्लेयर्ड, वी रिइटरेटेड दैट अनदर वर्ल्ड इज पॉसिबल। But a few miles, a few thousand miles north of us, George Bush and his men were meeting in the White House in Washington, and they were thinking the same thing. They too thought another world is possible. Our project was the World Social Forum, and their project was to further what many of them call the project for the new American century. In the great cities of Europe and America, where a few years ago these things would only have been whispered, now people are openly talking about new imperialism, about the good side of imperialism, and the need for a strong empire to police an unruly world. An unruly world like you, we need American policemen here. These missionaries, they want order at the cost of justice, they want discipline at the cost of dignity, and they want economic domination and ascendancy at all costs. Occasionally, some of us are invited to debate this issue on the neutral platform of the corporate media. What are we supposed to say? Debating imperialism is like debating the pros and cons of rape. What are we supposed to say, that we really miss it? For the first time in history, a single empire that has enough nuclear weapons to destroy the world in an afternoon has complete unipolar economic and military hegemony. And there isn't a single country on God's earth today that isn't caught in the crosshairs of the American cruise missile or the IMF checkbook. Argentina is the model if you want to be the poster boy of neoliberal capitalism, and Iraq if you're the black sheep. Poor countries that are of strategic value to empire and those with the greatest natural reserves or natural resources, unless they allow the corporate machine to take those resources, war will happen. Supposing India, for example, were chosen as the target for a just war. The fact that about 80,000 people have been killed in Kashmir in the last 12 years, 80,000 people, mostly Muslim and mostly killed by India's security forces. The fact that only year before last, 2,000 Muslims were killed on the streets of Gujarat. Women were raped. Children were burnt alive. 150,000 Muslims were driven from their homes while the police watched, while the administration did nothing. And then that government that was in power while all this happened was re-elected to office. All this would become superb headlines for a new war on India, if they wanted it to. Next we know our cities would be leveled by cruise missiles. Our villages totally fenced in by razor wire and American soldiers patrolling our streets. But as long as our markets are open, as long as corporations like Enron, Bechtel, Halliburton, and Arthur Andersen are given a free hand, our democratically elected leaders can fearlessly blur the lines between democracy, majoritarianism, and fascism. And it's wrong to think that a government's victims are only those that it kills and imprisons. There are displaced and dispossessed people in the millions in this country. Big dams alone have displaced 33 million people in the last 55 years. Every time the poor people protest, there's very often their police firing. And the minute there's police firing, they're called militants. And then, now we have thousands of people arrested under the Prevention of Terrorism Act. Now what's happening in this country is poverty and terrorism are becoming the same thing. It's a crime to be poor in the era of corporate globalization. Like old imperialism, new imperialism relies for its success on a network of corrupt local elites who service empire. We all know here in Bombay the story of Enron here. But unlike in the old days, you don't have old racism, you have new racism, and you have new genocide. In this era of economic interdependence, new genocide can be facilitated by economic sanctions, which means creating conditions that lead to mass death without actually going out and killing people. In Iraq, the sanctions killed more people than Saddam Hussein did by claiming 500,000 children's lives. In the new era, you don't need apartheid because you have the IMF and the WTO and the World Bank. You have a system of finance where a garment or a product made in, say, a country like Bangladesh is taxed 20 times more when it enters America than if it was made in England or Europe or in some other rich country. So, after half a century of being plundered by colonial regimes, all the poor countries today pay back $382 billion a year to those countries that plundered them in the first place. So for all these reasons, what happened in Cancun was very important. And what it taught us was the importance of globalized resistance. We must understand that no single country alone can stand up to corporate globalization. It doesn't matter if that country is headed by Nelson Mandela. It doesn't matter if that country is headed by Lula. So the point is, what do we do now? We are gathered here, some of the best minds in the world, at the World Social Forum, discussing what to do for a better world. But it's not enough any longer to talk about it. If all of us gathered here and at the Mumbai Resistance are really against imperialism, if we are really against neoliberalism, then I think we should turn our gaze on Iraq, because Iraq is the culmination of both imperialism and neoliberalism. And George Bush believes that Iraq can be occupied and colonized like Afghanistan has been, like Tibet has been, like Chechnya has been, like East Timor once was, like Palestine still is. He thinks he should just wait and all of us will go home. But I think we need a global victory here. It's not good enough for us to be right. It's not good enough for us to keep saying, "Jeetenge, bhai, jeetenge." We need to win something. And in order to win something, we need to agree about something. Even if it's a small, simple thing. So I think if we are against imperialism, if we are against neoliberalism, then we must not just support the resistance in Iraq, we must become the resistance in Iraq. So I suggest that at a joint closing ceremony of the World Social Forum and Mumbai Resistance, we pick by some means two American companies that have profited from the destruction of Iraq. We put out a list of their offices all over the world. We put out a list of every project across the world that they are handling. And we shut them down. I think we gotta do this. It's a question of bringing our collective wisdom to bear on one single project. The project of the new American century seeks to perpetuate inequity and establish American hegemony at any price. The World Social Forum demands justice and survival. For these reasons, we must consider ourselves at war. Thank you.
Arundhati जी ने जो